Alrighty, we're winding our way towards 9 o'clock, and as promised, we've got folks from Cornerstone Theater Company here, and they are doing the world premiere adaptation of The California Tempest. This is going all up and down the state, but next week it is going to be being performed at Blue Ox Mills in Eureka. And joining me here, we have got making her return performance, Iris Gonzalez.
Hi, Cliff.
How you doing? We also have LZ Alexander and Bonnie Turpin.
Good morning.
Good morning, all. So you guys are all in the show.
Yes. Yep.
Right? Now, you're actually part of the traveling.
Yes.
But you guys have recruited some local people who are going to be in this, right?
Yeah. We have about, I think the number right now is 14 individuals from around the Eureka area who are going to be in the show.
Nice.
In varying degrees, we have people that have speaking parts to members of what we call the community course, which is basically people from this community talking about Eureka and its amazing special treasures to its struggles. And it's going to be a really exciting part of the show.
Yeah, everybody speaks, right?
Yeah.
Everybody speaks a little bit. Some of them have more substantial roles.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cool. That is pretty cool. Now, from what I understand, if I recall last time you came, the people you're recruiting didn't necessarily have to have any kind of acting experience whatsoever.
Yeah. We find that about 80% of the people that we cast in Cornerstone shows have never been in a play before. And it's really exciting for us to see, to introduce people into this theater making process.
Yeah, that's pretty much what Cornerstone does, is we call ourselves community-based theater.
Uh-huh.
So we are an ensemble of professional theater artists who recruit non-professionals to then create plays around community.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
So much fun.
It really does.
Yeah. Well, it's been actually hard to find people who haven't been in some kind of art performance in Eureka because we're so small and yet so vibrant within the arts. But
true.
We have some people that are, this is their debut, including my own father, who's going to be doing his first play in about 30-something plus years.
Wow.
So that's going to be exciting.
Great. Now, just to get everyone up to speed, Iris I've known for many, many years because she went to school with my son Alexander. Both were in the drama department and did many plays together. And
co-starred in many plays.
That is true. And Alexander is off in New York doing his acting thing. And you're down in Southern California doing it with Cornerstone Theater, which is way cool.
It's so cool.
And now back here in Humboldt County for this
thing. It's such an amazing experience to be able to come back to this hometown of mine that I love so much and be able to do what I've been doing for about 10 years with some more training with this fantastic company that does truly inspirational work.
Nice. Elsie, we haven't heard from you. So what are you playing in this California Tempest?
Well, first and foremost, I am a stand-up comedian, and that was probably what brought my interest into theater at all.
Cool.
The first role that I worked with Cornerstone, they cast me as a singing cowboy.
A singing cowboy.
Yeah, the production was called Love on San Pedro, and it was based on downtown Skid Row, downtown L.A. And they cast me as a singing cowboy for that. I did not know about this project, this current project.
Did you sing?
Well, yeah, I sang during the audition. And,
Yeah, there were some karaoke scenes.
Okay.
His character was called Cowboy.
Yeah.
And so he,
as old as John Bon Jovi Dead or Alive is, I'd never heard or concentrated on the words until I was asked to perform it.
So,
I fell in love with the song. Very nice.
Elsie's got a great voice. BT Dubs, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody that. This particular piece, I play Alonzo. In the original version, Alonzo is like the Archduke. He's like royalty or something, right? And so to have it adapted for modern-day California, I've become the money bags. I'm like the wealthiest man in California, and I'm the one who appoints the governor. If I back you, you become governor.
Nice.
And if I pull my support, the guy I back, he becomes governor, and you're ousted, you know? So I'm a power broker.
And,
yes, he is an ex-friend of my character, Prospero.
Your character is
based on Prospero from the Shakespeare.
Right.
But he basically betrayed me and went and backed my sister. So he pulled the funding, and I was recalled as the governor of California. and had to find refuge in the Lost Coast because my sister was trying to kill me. And so I've been up here in hiding, in exile, in the Lost Coast for 18 years.
Wow.
Dysfunctional family, but, you know, political shakers and movers, yeah, nonetheless.
Speaking of, dysfunctional, I'm actually Alonzo's sister, mm-hmm, who is going to betray him much in the way that he helped Prosper's sister betray her. So it's
so much betrayal.
Yeah.
Shakespeare.
He loved that betrayal.
He loved
but
that
she's
betrayal.
In cahoots with my sister.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I can't even plotting spell, I can't to spell take cahoots. Over.
We're kind of the cahoots. Villains.
Fantastic. Now, you guys have performed this all up and down the coast so far, right?
We've been everywhere, it feels like. We've done a lot of work in the Central Valley, mm-hmm, visiting places like Fowler and Lost Hills and Arvin. But then we've also been up in Monterey by way of East Salinas, which I believe... Didn't you live there at one point? Or?
Salinas? No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But, oops, my bad.
Monterey.
And and we've also been to Grayson and neighborhoods in the Los Angeles County area. Mm-hmm. But our next stop after Eureka is going to be San Francisco.
Hey!
followed by downtown Los Angeles.
Nice.
So that will be our last performance.
You're winding up back.
Yeah.
At the home territory there.
Yes.
In the LA area. Fantastic. How long has Cornerstone been around?
Cornerstone has been around since 1986.
Okay.
And it started with a group of young people that had just graduated from Harvard. And they decided to take off in a van and go across the country and make plays in these really rural areas. Hmm. And they started out doing shows like this that were adaptations of classic plays that they adapted to fit the communities that they were working in. And then as the company evolved, now we do a lot more original work. We hire playwrights to create a play, a new play around whatever community we're working with. But this one we kind of... The writer, the playwright for California, The Tempest, is Allison Carey, who was one of the original company members. She's no longer with Cornerstone as an ensemble member. She's since moved on. There's a bunch of the Cornerstone founders that are up in Ashland now at the Shakespeare Oregon Shakespeare Festival. So the former artistic director is now the director of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
Which is a lot of fun. I've been there before. It's really... a blast.
So Allison Carey was one of the original company members, and she did this adaptation that we call California the Tempest.
Yeah, it's kind of back to the Cornerstone roots of, you know, adapting plays for...
I wish I'd met Cornerstone 20 years ago.
So this is going to be the performance space is going to be at Blue Ox Mills, and that is Thursday, Friday and Saturday, the 21st through the 23rd.
Yeah. It's going to be outside, folks. So bundle up. Mm-hmm. We don't discourage, you know, bringing some snacks and blankets and so make
bring
it
quiet snacks. Bring quiet. I don't know where she got snacks from. Don't bring snacks.
Don't bring potato
chips. There's nothing worse than being on stage delivering a Shakespearean monologue
and somebody's got Cheetos. Somebody's crumpling a bag out there.
Definitely distracting. Bring quiet snacks. If you don't bring quiet snacks, then don't bring snacks at all. But bring blankets for sure, pillows. It's a beautiful location that we're working with at the Blue Ox. If you haven't been there, please go, and then if not, come see our show there, and then revisit and go to their tour. Eric Hollenbach, the
fascinating tour.
It's an amazing space.
It's a beautiful spot too.
Yeah, it's right off the bay, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is your chance. How long have you guys been in rehearsal?
We started rehearsal last July, right? Uh-huh. Late July 2014.
And we did about, I want to say, 4 to 6 weeks, a little longer, of rehearsal. And then mid-August, we all hopped in vans and trucks and cars and drove up to Arvin, California, did our first show, and we've been doing it since then.
Wow. Well, it's been broken up into three legs. So we were out for 6 weeks, and we came back for a while. Then we went out again for a month, and then we're back, and... So this leg is about a month. A month away.
How much does the show change in each community you do it in?
Oh, I'd say it changes. It changes in each community because the community members bring their own, what they want to make about it.
There's a portion of the play that changes for each place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So those community members actually contribute to whatever the dialogue is going to be for those scenes that we call the community celebration.
They write their own script.
Yeah.
And also, Michael John Garces, the director of the show, who also is the artistic director of Cornerstone, he does his best within the scenes themselves to adapt them for the community members that have speaking roles as well. So there's even changes within the show itself that doesn't change, like get rewritten for each town, which is really cool. It's fun and refreshing for us who've been doing the show for a while.
Yeah. So.
Can I have 30 seconds here?
Please.
There are four community members that have speaking roles here in Eureka, and I told them that I would let the audience know
who they are
and that they're going to be here. So Elijah Pasco is 16, and he's playing Valentino.
Nice.
Tony Farrar, 64. Sorry, Tony. and she's playing Isabella. Suzanne Jones is 44, and she's playing...
Why are you telling your age?
Because it's listed here.
You don't have to say it.
But, I mean, their contemporaries might know who they are. You know?
That's right.
There may be another Tony Gonzalez other than this one. So, you know, Tony Gonzalez, 47, is playing Sergio. And so I promised them that I would mention them. And in order to keep from being beat up when next time I see them, I have to do that.
They want their recognition. They're working so hard. I mean,
listen, these people work incredibly hard.
That's
Whenever we go to a new town, the local members have 10 days to catch up with us and get up to speed, and they work very hard. They need to be recognized because it's a very difficult job they do to come in and catch up with us. We've been doing this since July, and they come in 10 days and get up to speed, and I got to give them their props. They're good. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of work. It's not, you know.
So can people get tickets in advance, or do they just get them right
there? Actually, yeah, you can call a number to reserve your seats.
Nice.
So that number is 1-800-578-1335, and our tickets are pay what you can. So at the door, if you want to give us a couple bucks, we would really appreciate it. But if you don't have
or more.
Yeah, if you happen to be independently wealthy, then
there's no limit on the amount you're allowed to pay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See,
but you can pay as little as you want as well
without paying. But Alonzo, he would pay a lot.
There you go. Yeah. That's right, being the richest man in California.
Yeah, you better drop a couple dollars for
this. Right.
Yeah,
awesome. Well, that's great. And again, it is going to be Thursday through Saturday, the 21st through the 23rd. All shows start at 7 o'clock. Is that correct?
One more thing.
Yeah.
The people at the Clarion Hotel where we were staying have been very, very accommodating, very nice people.
Wonderful.
And wonderful accommodations. And I told them that I would give them a shout out. So.
Good.
There you go.
Shout outs all around.
That's right. LZ is Captain Shout Out.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. And thank you all for coming in and reminding people about this, because it's been a while since last time you were here.
Yeah.
You were recruiting last time.
Yeah, we're here talking about the show. So come see
it. Excellent.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks,
you
Cliff.
Bet. You bet.
It's a pleasure being here.
Thank you all for coming in.